This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It has been more than a month since a paid parking plan began on Dixon Street and around much of downtown Fayetteville. A few weeks after implementation, some business owners on Dixon Street said their cash registers were suffering as a result. They appealed to the City Council for a modification in the parking plan, asking for paid parking to be limited to weekends. The council responded by pushing back the start time of paid parking until 2 each afternoon, but still paid parking every day. Neil Crawford, the owner of Jose's, a longtime Dixon Street restaurant, was among those business owners asking for a change to the plan. For this week's Monday collaboration with the website OzarksUnbound.com, we invited Neil Crawford to our studio. Christopher Spencer, the owner and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com, joined me for the interview. Neil, who is also a member of the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotions Commission and a major organizer of the annual Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Festival, has owned Jose's on Dixon Street for more than 20 years.
For Jose's, the spring and summer has developed to be a lot better because we're in the patio business. We have street side, which has really helped a lot. And in the summer times, when the kids are gone, I always like to say their teachers are coming out to Jose's. So I don't want to say that those are our peak months, but they're definitely our strong months. Typically, we peak in April, May, and then September, October are typically peaks. October kind of depends on how ball games fall and how Bikes Blues falls in October. But all in all, with the kids coming to school, it's what I've seen happen over the years, if you've been to the university lately, there's a lot of changes that have happened up there that actually keep those kids on campus. I don't think with any ill will. It's more for convenience. You know, you can get a Quiznos sub up there, or you can do some grocery
more
shopping.
Food and services,
more food and services on the hill. So I think that those students still do come to Dixon Street to a large, you know, an impactable amount, but I think it's less than it probably was 15 years ago.
So you mentioned that after summer, in August, September, October, that's when you're kind of climbing the hill and having more and more business. Third week of August this year, paid parking was implemented over the course of 1 week. And has that had, and I know it has, an impact on your business?
It definitely hasn't had an impact. And originally when I see numbers decreasing, I've got 22 years of books. Actually, I've got 30 years of books if I need to look at it. But so much has changed over the years. And we do comparisons, and we do, you know, I try to go about 4 or 5 years out to see what market trends are happening, what's changing. You know, Dixon Street is a unique dynamic compared to any other city. And when we're doing our comparisons and looking at it, the first thing I immediately say is it's me. I've done something wrong. I've ran all my customers off. And so I'm about 10 days to 2 weeks into this shortfall, and I mean it when it chopped off, it definitely shut off.
You're talking 10 days after the third week in August?
Yeah, so okay. We're implementing it pretty heavy in the implementation, and I actually received a call from Grubb, who I've known for years, and Grubb and I speak a couple times a year, but not very often. We're just both very busy businessmen.
And for people who don't know, that's the owner of another restaurant in the area, Grubb's.
Right, Grubb's right. On Dixon Street, and Grubb called me and said he needed to talk to me, that he felt there were some issues, and so we spoke within the day and opened each other's books up to each other to look at what we were doing, and our numbers were off very similarly. And so that's where the first big red flag came, as far as being a streetwide. And then soon after, Julie Seal and Carrie Larson from Hawk House Common Grounds contacted me, and that's when the momentum started picking up, going, what do we got to do? You know, where are we at with this? How do we make this work?
Well, and you, Neil, are not only the owner of Jose's, but you're also a member of the Advertising and Promotions Commission.
Yeah, I'm on my seventh year as A&P commissioner, yeah.
And that is a group, I guess, charged with creating more business
right. In
Fayetteville and that sort of thing. So you're kind of wearing two hats. Do you ever feel any conflict there?
No, I don't, because I took the A&P commission spot because I believe in Fayetteville. It's my home. It's where I want to retire and die. I love Fayetteville. With the A&P, it was all about essentially advertising and promoting our businesses and our community. I mean, Fayetteville has so much to offer to the world that I really felt a strong conviction to be part of the A&P. And I feel Joe Fennell's shoes, who is was Jose's, that I bought Jose's off of.
A local legend,
I think we could say that. And so I filled his shoes, and Joe helped me the first few years and guiding me through the politics of it and what you should look for and how you should push the AMP to grow our community. And at the end of the day, we hope to increase revenues. We only get a penny off if you eat in a restaurant or stay the night in a hotel. So those pennies, we look to increase those, and has gone to spur on many great festivals and many great programs. Botanical Gardens is a perfect example that AMP, I was very instrumental in getting that funded to the next level.
And you pay directly into HMR,
yes,
Hotel Motel Restaurant Tax, through Jose's.
Yes,
there's been kind of a soundbite phrase of about 40% down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly where that initially came from. Is that an accurate assessment? What are the parameters of that number? How is it defined?
Well, what we were looking at is in this tough economy, I like to call it negative growth, because at least there's one positive word in that statement. So when we are projecting where we're at and what the economy is doing, we basically set ourselves for a negative growth, and that number came off from me for where my numbers were actually coming in based on what the economy was doing. Dixon Street is a very unique niche. It kind of has a couple funky spins to it compared to what's happening, say, around Northwest Arkansas Mall or in Benton County. And I'm privy to those numbers as well to look and see how the market is shifting and moving around. So we were basing our projections not off growth numbers, but off the average that it was shrinking based on the economy. And I don't have my final numbers from the month, but I would say between 30 and 40% off would be a true statement.
This is September. Mm-hmm. Receipts at Jose's that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
compared to September 2009?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have not got that direct comparison because Box Blues went gangbusters this year. So my Wednesday of Box Blues was up about 30%. So that could skew that number. Box Blues, two variables that changed the August-September numbers is ball games and Box Blues, as well as October numbers. So when you have that injection of revenue, you have to kind of look at that variable. I mean, you can go back and check my AMP numbers where I've had Septembers that were significantly down, where Box Blues was in the first weekend of October. And then I've had Octobers that were significantly down because Box Blues fell in the end of September. So that variable will move around a little bit based on the dates of the rally.
You and other owners and merchants from Dixon Street went to the city council, said, can we look at this? Because originally there was going to be a 90-day window. Mm-hmm. Let's review it after 90 days. You went, what was your experience like, and did you like the fact that they moved the free parking back to 2? Would you like to see more tweaks?
I think when once the Grub and Julie and I had sat down, and Brian Crown came on board as well, because he was seeing a significant hit in his happy hour business, and he's driven by a marquee with music, mm-hmm. more than we are with food. What worked well for us, what we saw our numbers coming off the most, was Sunday through Wednesday. And the customer that we seem to have lost is that lady or gentleman or that family that doesn't want to cook on Tuesday night. So they want to come out and have a quick dinner and go home. And we lost that customer. I like to call them my regulars. They're folks that would come in at least once or twice a week.
At night?
At in the evening,
right.
Usually early evening. I'd say early evening being between 5 and 8 o'clock. We saw that shift happen with that customer. And so far as they had that customer contact us apologizing because they're just simply not going to pay to park. And so what we found, that the bulk of our sales revenues that were down were Sunday through Wednesday. Our belief is that a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night customer does not have a problem paying $5 a park. They're in a completely different mindset than a Tuesday night customer. Tuesday night customer is not coming out for entertainment. They're coming out to sit down and have a beverage or have dinner and food, and then have dinner and drinks, and then go home. So what we as merchants felt that would work the best is that that wouldn't affect us if they could just charge for Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Now, running the numbers, I believe Mr. Marr ran the numbers with the city council, and they felt that the city's revenue would drop too substantially for them to give up those days in order to recuperate their investment that they had in a timely manner and build us a parking deck in a timely manner. So, you know, for us as merchants, building a parking deck is not an issue right now. I mean, that went away very quickly. The key is we've got to get that Sunday through Wednesday customer back. It's very important.
When you talk to customers who don't want to pay, do they mention the price or is it principal, do you think?
There are several different angles. I actually dealt with two customers today who were paying to park today at noon who were not informed that it was free parking. And so I caught them at the meter, and I said, hey, there's no parking. There's no signage. So if I could go through and have the city do a few key things that would make it better would, one, the machines are very cumbersome. They will prompt you through, but they don't give change. It doesn't say that it does not give change. It doesn't have the rates written on the machine. So if somebody comes up and puts $10 in, they think they're going to get $9 back. It doesn't happen. It keeps the $10. I mean, things like that are happening. Talked with quite a few customers that do not have a problem paying parking. They believe in the program to build a parking deck. They believe in the program to support the Walton Arts Center. Their biggest concern and the reason why they don't come out is just the machines are too cumbersome. Mm-hmm. If you park in a parking spot and you pay, it doesn't tell you how much is paid on that parking spot. For example, when I pulled up here to do this interview, there was a parking meter that had an hour left on it, so I just parked at that meter. If you were coming to Dixon Street, you wouldn't know that there's an hour left on that meter. And I've been told that the machines can't do that. I don't know. I don't know about the programming. So things like little things like that that are making it very difficult on the customer who does not mind paying to park. Now, the customer that does mind paying to park, most of them have just exited and not come back to the street. I did see a lot of those during Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue because parking was waived. I think the biggest, there's two pieces of this puzzle. One, there are people that just are hardcore bucking paid parking.
And will always. Or
I should hope not.
Yeah. No, but I mean.
I hope that in the next 60 days I'm eating my words and right. Thanking the city for paid parking. I really hope for that. I've never wanted to take this stance. I'm just protecting my business, essentially. I hope that the customer will understand that in order for Dixon Street to develop, it's going to require paid parking. I mean, we've got to have it. There's been so many businesses that have been built down there over the years that were waived parking. Every building that you build is required to have a certain amount of parking. And as the years have gone on through all the different administrations, they keep waiving that parking. So now it's time to pay the piper. Unfortunately, the businesses have to suffer on the front end of paying the piper. I'm the eternal optimist. I believe that people will eventually understand, and maybe a $5 all-night parking fee is not as big of an issue to understand that they get to come and experience Dixon Street. My hopes are that I'm eating those words in 60 days and everybody's okay. In the meantime, I still have to keep my doors open. Mm-hmm. It's very important. My rent doesn't stop. My mortgage payment doesn't stop. My payroll doesn't stop. So what we're trying to do is continue to protect our business through this transition. And I believe that all the merchants hope that it is a transition that we'll see changing over the next few months. But the meeting with the city council was a cry of emergency that the merchants were basically saying, this is not a month that is going to bankrupt us. This is a month where we're stacking our nest eggs to get through December, January, February. And there's no eggs to stash in this. And so that is our concern. It could come and bite us all in those cold months. I mean, I would be, I believe, very accurate in saying that all the businesses on Dixon Street work 8 months out of the year to get through the other four. That's pretty standard across down the street.
Neil Crawford is the owner of Jose's on Dixon Street. There is much more to hear from this conversation at OzarksAtLarge.com, including why Neil Crawford is optimistic about finding a sweet spot when it comes to paid parking in downtown Fayetteville. Our collaborations with Christopher Spencer, the owner and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com, are a regular Monday feature of Ozarks at Large.